Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
It's so good to be with you today on Answers for Today, as we're in Proverbs chapter 14, as we continue along in this beautiful chapter. In verse 13, it says, "Even in laughter, the heart may sorrow, and the end of mirth may be grief." He says, you know, even in laughter, sometimes there's sorrow attached to it. As he goes on, he says, "The backslider in heart will be filled with his own ways, but a good man will be satisfied from above." What a contrast that we're seeing here as he talks about grief and sorrow of heart in verse 13. In verse 14, he deals with the backslider in heart. Notice where the backsliding really originates and really happens. It happens in the heart, because the heart is really where the issues of life flow from. And where your heart is really where you believe in God and you trust God and where the Word of God dwells. In Psalm 119, he says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Otherwise, I won't doubt your word. I won't, you know, not trust you." But a backsliding of the heart really comes to a place when you start doubting God's word, where you start doubting that God is for you. You start doubting the things that God has said, and you start thinking that some way or another that it doesn't apply to your life. Let me tell you, the truth of God's word applies to everybody if they believe it or if they don't. It is still is truth. And the backslider in heart will be filled with his own ways, otherwise his own philosophies, what he thinks to be right. And of course, what's the basis of his truth? That's a question I think we need to ask. If we don't take God's word for truth, what are you going to base it upon? Are you going to base it upon the politics of today? I hope not. Are you going to take it your truth based upon some movie actor or TV actor? Boy, they sure come across like they know a lot, don't they? Or what are you going to base your life upon, your truth, the truth upon? Here he tells us that the backslider will, in heart, is going to be filled with his own ways. Otherwise, he can't get out of his own thoughts or out of his own ways. And he doesn't want to come to grips to what God's word had to say. He says, but in contrast, but a good man. Don't you love that? If you're listening to this and if you're responding to the word of God, God looks at you as a good man, as a good woman. You might not think of yourself that way sometimes. I know I don't. But yet God sees that because you're seeking him. You might fail from time to time. We're human. We do. But that's why we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, that's forever, ever making intercession for us. But a good man will be satisfied from above. When we just listen to the Lord, the great satisfaction that we have as believers is that presence of God's Holy Spirit within our hearts and in our lives. How he fills us, gives us that contentment, gives us that peace that passes all human understanding. Jesus said about that, he says, "Peace I give unto you, not as the world gives," not like that. He says, "Give I unto you." He gives us a peace that goes beyond human understanding, that will guard our hearts and our mind in Christ Jesus. He says, a good man will be satisfied from above. In verse 15, he declares, he says, "The simple believes every word, but the prudent considers well his steps." Otherwise, he says, the foolish or the simple, in a sense, Proverbs is using that word simple here. Doesn't mean simple-minded, but somebody who doesn't really consider a matter what he's talking about here. He says, you're going to take every word, hook, line, and sinker, as being true. There's a group in the New Testament that you hear, they're known as the Bereans, and they're commended that they would take time when they would hear the scriptures being spoken or things about God. It says that they would go home daily. They would go home and search the scriptures to see if these things to be true. If you're out and about, if you're visiting different churches, if you're listening to people on the radio, or if you're listening to this podcast, it's always wise to go out and really search it in scripture and prayer. Say, Lord, what am I hearing to be true? If you start feeling like, I don't think this is right, then I would probably believe that unction of the Spirit within you, that you would listen to God and the things that he has to say. In verse 16, we read, a wise man fears and despairs from evil, but a fool rages and is self-confident. He says, a fool has this, he likes to pretend he has this air about him, how confident they are. You ever seen him? It's almost like they're walking so fast and so proud, about ready to trip, aren't they? They're confident in themselves. May our confidence not to be in horses or how many troops we might have, but our confidence to be in God, that we might rely upon the Lord, what he's able to do. And he says, the wise man fears and departs from evil. There are those who like to run towards evil. They're drawn to evil. He says, but a wise man will stay away from it. That's good wisdom right there. If you are around people who are really ungodly, that you would stay away from that. Because they have that sphere of influence, like we talked earlier in Proverbs about. And we don't want to be influenced by the world or the things that aren't right before God. That's why the Bible tells us that we shouldn't forsake the assemblies of believers, so we could be with each other to build each other up, to strengthen each other, even though that I know we're not to be like an ostrich to go stick our head in the sand or that picture, but rather that we're in this world, but we're not of it. Yes, we're there to be a light to them. But rather than having them to be that darkness towards us, we need to be a light towards them and really be that, really that witness of Jesus Christ to them as much as we can. A quick-tempered man acts foolishly in verse 17. A man of wicked intention is hated. This simple inherit folly, but the prudent are crowned with knowledge. The evil will bow before the good, and the wicked at the gates of the righteous. As we said, again, see the contrast between the righteous and the wicked. The simple inherit folly, but the prudent are crowned with knowledge. And it's just the way life is, how it's unfolded before us. Doesn't it really make sense that we'd be really wise if we just seek God, that we just live for him? There's so much benefit in walking with the Lord. We used to sing a song at church, and I still love singing. It's one of the old hymns. It's Count Your Many Blessings. Maybe you've heard it sung in churches before. If you can get a hold of a hymnal, you might want to find it and just read it through and hum it through, sing it through. It says, count your many blessings. Let us name them one by one. I think it's a fantastic exercise to do every so often. It's to sit down and write down all the great blessings of God in your life, to think about them, to meditate on them. And as you see that, you say, yes, I want to live a righteous life. I want to live a right life before God, because look at all the great benefit that I have towards my life if I do that. I think a wise man would consider his ways and think about it and choose wisely to follow the Lord. How about you? I pray that you will this week. I pray that you will this day. And that's my encouragement to you this day, that we would choose wisely to follow the Lord. And so until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647. May God richly bless you.